Wait, start again.
We used to sing as kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, serious about style, not so serious talk. Let me introduce you to your hosts, Bruce Flalmer, owner and style expert of Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hey, hey.
Stacy, brand consultant and pop culture princess.
That's me.
Beck, our fabulous stylist, travel enthusiast and thrift culture countess.
Hello.
And I'm Pamela, image consultant and shoe maven.
Queen. Wait a minute. Where's the queen?
I know.
The queen has left the building?
I got some backlash for the queen last week, so now I'm just going to be a maven.
No.
You could be shoe enthusiast.
There you go.
Yeah.
My gosh, that makes me the only royalty.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to change that next week.
Yeah,
then.
Well, I'm a royal something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I was going to say first, before we get started, I want to talk about just really quick the Halle Berry hair situation from the Oscars. I know that her look was not my favorite, and I shared that with everyone. And it has since come to light that she actually was wearing a wig. So that new hairstyle for her was pretty radical, but she didn't actually go all in with the hairstyle. So I thought it was just a good thing to point out that you can play with your style a little bit, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the end all be all. You know, you can experiment with different ways to try your style until you hit on the one that might nail it for you.
So she dipped her toe.
Yeah, she dipped her toe.
Her toe.
And it doesn't have to be permanent.
I'm getting a wig. That's it.
You're getting a wig.
Excellent.
That'd be like if I made a really bold style choice and decided to go dreads, right? You know, I could do that.
You'd have to have some more hair first.
Yeah, that would have to be a wig.
Yeah.
For those of you that
it could be.
For those of you
that don't know what Bruce looks like, he has no hair, low hair.
Low hair, right. I think I'm going to grow it now.
Okay,
all right, let's see. But we do have some other exciting things in the news today. So, drum roll, please.
In the news. Wait.
I got to do it.
Go ahead.
Excellent. Well,
Urban Defrog.
Exactly. Hi,
given that it is the first Monday in May today, it would normally be the day of the Met Gala. Well, you know, it was canceled last year. And, you know,
COVID,
they're not, right, they're not having it this year, except, ta-da, they are. It's just not going to be in May. It's going to be in September, and it's going to be kind of a different event. They're actually going to have four co-hosts. So it's going to be Timothée Chalamet, Billie Eilish, Naomi Osaka, and Amanda Gorman are going to be hosting it. And it will be on September 18th. And the theme is tribute to American style. So I thought that was kind of exciting that on the day that the gala, that it would normally be held, they kind of came out with, here's what we're doing instead. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, something else to look forward to.
Yeah,
well, and September is normally the month that is Vogue's biggest issue.
Yeah, the September issue.
So, you know, nothing like, there's two documentaries, actually, like the September issue, and then there's the first Monday in May.
Right.
And Anna put a lot on her plate, man.
She sure did.
She did. But, you know, I feel like she can handle it.
She can handle it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's exciting news.
That's exciting news. We like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe we should start as a segment like in the news.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever happened that weekend or something, right? Okay. Are we going to keep doing this?
Yes, I'm going to totally do that. Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here. All right, anyway, let's actually talk about something.
What do we got going on today, Pamela?
Well, firstly, let's just remind our listeners, I was going to say viewers then, but listeners, of what our show is about. Every week, we have a lively discussion about all things style and fashion related. We want to break down barriers, debunk style myths, and impart a little bit of wisdom, or a lot of wisdom, depending on how we're feeling that week. So this week, our working title for the show is Darling Buds of May.
It's so sunny outside today in May.
I wish it was. But with that comes the blossoming of the spring and summer trends. So we're going to talk about the trends that we're seeing, what was predicted and what we're actually seeing. And just as a kind of starter point for this, as a lot of you probably know, designers curate their collections 6 months to a year prior to them being shown. So last year would have been very challenging for those designers working independently from their teams and having to think about, you know, what the landscape of fashion and trends is going to look like in 2021. So let's talk about what they came up with and what we're actually seeing.
Wasn't it all virtual too? All the shows were virtual.
A lot of the shows were, yeah. You know, through YouTube or, you know, whatever platforms they were using, but they were definitely, you know, obviously scaled down. I think there were a couple of shows that were done on the runways, but obviously with social distancing and
oh, right. And no audience too.
Yeah, no audience. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So
with those weird clear plastic masks. That-
well, I know. Well, we did that for Fashion Week ourselves. Mm-hmm. Remember we did that? That was interesting.
Exactly.
So let's start with the real basics. Like, for instance, for spring, wearing masks is a trend.
Yes.
And I do have a question on this. Do you match your outfit or do you complement your outfit?
Okay, Pamela?
This is a good question.
No, it's a great question.
Yeah. Thank you.
For me, it depends on my mood. I always try and have a thread of a color theme going with my outfit, but I don't necessarily match. I personally like it to complement. Sometimes, you know, if I'm in a matchy mood, I'll do that, but I try and be more complementary.
Yeah, I'm more complementary.
I think it's a personal preference.
Yeah. Okay.
And I need to make sure the color looks good on my face.
Well, I'm not allowed out of the house if I'm not wearing a KN95 or a KN94. So that pretty much is my option. Do I want the Korean or do I want the Chinese one? That's really it.
Well, but you could put a cloth one over it because, you know, we've done that in the past, you know, when we were double masking the KN95 with something chic over the top.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you
go. But I think one of the spring trends was, and for some people is, a black mask. I think that's an interesting concept, especially as black can be pretty harsh on your skin tone. So I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah. No, I'm like, isn't that Batman? No. Wait, wrong part of the face.
Wrong. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. So let's kick this off with, you know, there's a whole host of trends that get predicted kind of early on December, January time. And one of the predictions was bolder, brighter florals. And I know florals every springtime, you know. Some
radical. Way,
yeah, exactly. Ooh, florals in spring.
But they were predicted to be more impactful than in the past. So we're talking really bright colors. So sunny yellows, neons, bright pinks.
Like the gal that you guys loved. I'm sorry to interrupt, Pamela. The gal that you guys loved what she wore to the Oscars. That was or is Preggers.
Yes.
That was Preggers. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Just, Yeah, so unexpected, not quite so sedate. You know, you quite often you think about florals as being very quiet and, you know, unassuming. But these were predicted to be more impactful.
I think for that dress that Stacey just said, that emerald fennel dress, it was a green backdrop. You know, it wasn't white or black. It was on a bright green. Mm-hmm. So I think it made it look a little bit more fresh. So,
yeah, I would agree. So, but I think, you know, there was a lot of neon colors thrown in there with what was on the runways and how is that interpreted. So obviously the runway is high fashion, then it breaks down to trends. What we're seeing in the stores here is a little bit different. If anybody else wants to weigh in, but
you're not seeing the big, bold, bright, kind of aggressive, and in my opinion really beautiful florals. You're seeing them more muted, more sedate.
You mean not when you say you're seeing them, you mean like in the mall?
In the stores, yes. I mean, you know, it's like it, there to me, there's a reality versus kind of
translation.
Yeah, you know, what got lost in translation is like, and maybe it was because of COVID, who knows? But what's actually in the stores is a little bit different than what we saw in the
runway trends. I think it's, they're trying to, as usual, kind of trying to bridge that gap of what shows up on the runway that most people wouldn't wear in reality. It's the theory and the reality. But what is showing up is some, rather than maybe white grounds, there are definitely some different colors like pinks and blues, but the floral patterns themselves, I feel, are still a little bit sedate. But, you know, so
maybe they're still coming. because everything's a little bit later.
Let's hope so. Maybe because I was coming. Excited, you know, about this one to inject some color and some, you know, that kind of idea of blossoming into something different than what we've seen in the last year. But it's fallen a little bit flat so far.
I don't know. I'm not a flower girl. Well, I mean, I was a flower girl, actually. however, I prefer pattern, like, you know, stripes and that kind of thing. And I think it's interesting, you know, there are some that would say that there is no bigger force than Anna Wintour in fashion. Turns out there is a bigger force. Yeah. It's called COVID-19. And so there you go. So it's not surprising that it's taking a little longer for things to translate. However, that said, if you like the trend that you saw on the runways with that, you can imbibe your outfits with some bold accents.
And even some of the micro florals, I think, in bright, fresh colors, I think is a good way to go, if you're, especially if you're not a floral person. But it's a good way to kind of dip your toe into the floral trend.
That feels very Laura
Ashley. Trend I was excited about was the sort of oversized button-down. Like, let's have things that are a little bit looser and roomier and more comfortable. Kind of my jam.
And it's when we talk about the, you know, the oversized button down, it's not, you know, your husband's shirt or the oversized XXL. I mean, it's it is, but it's but as in, like, don't, you know, the trend's not go and borrow your husband's shirt. It's like get your own, you know, in these great poplins, but in bright shades, you know, bright pinks and oranges, and having those poplin style shirts as dresses, you know, really long, flowy and billowy. But what's great about that fabric, the poplin and the cottons, and there's a lot of organic cotton coming out now, as you know, as more mainstay in the stores, is the breathability of that fabric for the spring summer. For me, that's a, you know, a great way of incorporating good fabrics for the time of the year and the season. So
so does that mean like shirt dresses are a thing?
Because cinched waists are also a spring trend, and so if you feel like it is a little bit boxy, you could throw a belt on it and be totally au courant.
So this is taking me back to, like, I think like late 70s, early 80s, when my mom would wear a shirt dress and espadrilles, Papagallo espadrilles, closed toe with a high wedge heel.
There you go.
Very chic. She was and is.
Very Kate Middleton.
Well, you know, the oversized shirts, you know, they definitely are in the store. They've been in for a while. Hopefully they'll continue. We're definitely seeing more of them as dresses. So that's a trend that I'm kind of excited about. Roomy, breathy, easy breezy.
So I'm out roomy, breathy, and easy.
Not
exactly. All right. I think it's time for us to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Bruce, Pamela, Beck, and me, Stacy. We are discussing spring trends for 2021. We've already discussed fun florals, radical. And we have also discussed shirts, button-up shirts, and we're going to move on. What else are we discussing? Because I have not been in the mall shopping, so I had to go online to look. So let's see if what you know and what I read about match.
Okay, let's go with khaki.
Khaki.
So I looked that up, and it was called, and I feel like I need to find the article, it was called Workwear Reimagined, which made me laugh because I'm like,
sweats?
Yeah, right. I'm like, radical.
Radical.
Yeah.
So what does that actually mean?
Right. So khaki is cool again. So, you know, obviously khaki is the staple of suburban dads and schoolboys. But this season, rather than doing denim, incorporating a little bit of that khaki vibe into your wardrobe, not necessarily the tapered leg docker, but, you know, oversized, slouchy, paired with feminine details. So, you know, sequins, if you feel like it, feminine tops, blazers and sweater vests. But a mixture, you know, the khakis are a little bit softer. And I have to say, it's one that I'm not excited about.
So, well,
I
okay.
think for me, the key is I've got to make it my own. Like, I'm not going to go with the tan khaki. I'm going to lean toward the khakis that have more of an olive hue.
I was just going to ask.
There you go.
If, because some people confuse khaki as, like, it's a color versus a fabric.
It's a fabric.
It's mm-hmm. a fabric. Mm-hmm. And so people refer to basically anything that's in that stone color as khaki. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask if it sounds like it's like brush twill khaki material in. Can you do colors?
Which is interesting that they talk about the work fabric, because the reinventing of the work look is, it's a workman's fabric, because that's what khaki was. I mean, that was the traditional part of it. That's what it was used for. It was like a worker's pants, if you will.
Right.
And it's a fabric that's super durable. And so now the way I look at it is it's even a little bit more street.
I would totally do the Katharine Hepburn, my oversized blouse with the sleeves rolled, mm-hmm. a fabulous belt, and a pair of wide leg khakis in a great color.
In a flat or a sneak?
In a sneak.
Okay.
But I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit. So it is actually also the color. Right. So there's a lot of these. Yeah. So for example, if you walk into H&M right now, the front of their store is covered in their interpretation of the khaki. So mm-hmm. it's not that stone color. Some of it is watered down, more creams, ecrus, but they're putting that all under one umbrella, that khaki. So it's those simplistic tones. It's taking away any of the like bright and vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm. It's the old BR. Do you remember Banana Republic
BR.
Back
it
in
is.
The day?
You remember with the truck? The truck?
Yes.
Absolutely.
The safari
remember
vibe?
The Jeep? The safari vibe? That's exactly what it is. It's Banana Republic reinvented.
Wow.
But Banana Republic is definitely there as well with their color
they are.
Thing. When you go in there, there's not a whole lot of color. Yeah. Even though the trends are incorporating pastels and whatnot, when you look at the colors for the season, definitely a lot of the stores are stuck with the classics. So, you know, the Ultimate Grey, the Buttercreams, the Desert Mist and the Willows. They've taken that route, keeping it very simplistic. And I'm assuming that's because, you know, we're still in the pandemic. And
so can I ask a question for, you know,
no,
those
sorry,
people
no
that
questions allowed.
Don't know, don't know ecru,
yeah.
Willow.
Yeah.
I'm like, Willow is
anything in the tan family.
Very
like,
in the tan
going
family.
Going from, you know, lighter with the stone color, which is sort of the pale tan, and going all the way sort of to the olive spectrum. Anything on that color spectrum falls into this trend.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So as a style note, though, and you kind of hit on this earlier, is like there's these different variants of it. So just as a style tip, be careful with those colors close to your face. So, you know, look for the underlying color in them to make sure that they don't make you look sallow and washed out. You know, pick the right tone for your skin tone.
You don't want to look like a stick of concealer.
No, you don't.
I like that analogy. Thanks, Stacey.
I mean, I'm just
how
saying.
How do we say that positive? Someone's like, how does that look on me?
I can't see you.
I can't see you.
You've completely concealed yourself.
I also think it's so interesting how fashion goes from one extreme to the next. So what, 2-3 years ago, it was all cold shoulders. So nothing on your shoulders at all. And now we've gone completely 180 where it's total shoulder embellishments, not like Joan Crawford shoulders, but, you know, like just big poofy accents or, you know,
Carol
details
Burnett.
And things like
Carol
that.
Burnett.
Carol Burnett. The Gone with the Wind skit.
Oh, totally. The Gone
the
with the Wind with the skit. And she takes the curtain
the
rod.
The curtain rod. It was fabulous.
And like, she's like, darling, where did you get that dress? Oh, I just saw it in the window.
I just dated myself.
Well, yeah.
But it was a great
skit. It's fine. If you have never seen that,
you have to
look
it's
up
worth, yeah.
Carol Burnett, Gone with the Wind. It is amazing.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll need to
right.
go check that out. But
it's funny.
Beck's right. The big shoulder, the big, bold shoulder. So, you know, if you're thinking 80s, it's more than that. It's less of a nod. It's like a move over 80s. Here we come.
What can you wear that if you have big shoulders already?
Well, who wants to give a
style?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're okay with it, but if you want to balance out. So, you know, anybody that is shaped like a inverted triangle is obviously going to have wider shoulders. Yep. Stacey knows. If you want to look balanced, and of course you can wear it, but you need to balance out on the bottom and have more volume. But it's a fun trend. It's just like, I've got visions of, you know, MC Hammer and.
Well, I'm wearing a slightly oversized sweatshirt with the sleeves rolled, so there's some volume. And I'm not wearing a skinny jean, not because TikTok didn't tell me I could, but because of my inverted Reed pizza shaped body type, I need to have a little bit more volume on the bottom. I learned this from my style team.
Yes, you did.
You know, the team at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Yeah. Anyway, you don't want too much more volume.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's big shoulders, it's mutton sleeves, it's dramatic peaks. Even we've seen it even in t-shirts, almost like, you know, the t-shirts the linebackers put over their pads.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the rolled
practice
under
shirt.
The shoulder.
Yes, with the
yeah. We've seen those
that.
In the store too. Anybody going to get one?
That'd be a big no for me. No.
I already have mine. I guess I'll dust it off.
80.
No, ever. However, if anybody that's listening would like to borrow one, I have my son's old football jerseys. You're welcome to them.
My shoulders are big enough. I don't want to. Although I did buy one in yellow. I did buy a blazer with slightly exaggerated shoulders in yellow, which I was surprised that I liked it on. So you don't have to go too big. You can have a nod to it. It's like anything. You pick your comfort level with all of the trends. And if it's one that doesn't speak to you, you just pass on by.
And that blazer actually fits you really nice. It was actually really well balanced. And we'll actually probably post
it
on Instagram.
Maybe
nice
I know
shot.
What I'm doing.
Yeah,
well, and I do want to say this. You raise a great point by talking about that, Pamela. Sometimes when you're in a store and you're intrigued by a trend and you're not sure, don't shy away. Try it on. I mean, trying on clothes is like dress up. I mean, I know some people don't like shopping and it's a chore, but perhaps that's because they're not having fun. I mean, I will go shopping with my daughters when I could go shopping with my daughters, and we try on all these crazy outfits, and we have a rule. You show it if it's hideous or if it's amazing.
Either one.
I like that.
And, you know, if it's just meh, it's just meh. But if it's hideous, who doesn't need a good laugh?
Absolutely.
And if it's amazing, who doesn't want accolades?
There you go.
Yeah.
So just try stuff on and have fun, and you never know. It may really suit you.
Mm-hmm. Any other trends we want to hit on?
Well, just a little bit. That sort of mesh is a trend, not only in the oversized t-shirt, but just in other styles as well. But I just don't know that I'm ready for that to be a trend. Not the little mesh like the football jersey, but some, you know,
basically. Like Madonna?
You know, the stuff that I saw was not Madonna, because it's not little mesh, it's bigger scale. Like, so it's more like, think about fishnet stockings. There's
like
the little
Courtney
ones,
Love.
The bigger ones, you know?
Like bedraggled.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
I'm noticing that there is this juxtaposition between very feminine, like the florals that we were talking about at the top of the episode, and then like
street
like lug
boy,
shoes
tough.
And, you know, just that whole, you know, I'm going to...
Big pant.
Right. I'm a princess that's going to kick your butt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I am a princess.
You are a princess. Absolutely. But yeah, the netting is just, you know, adding visual interest into clothing too. But, you know, who knows if that will take off around here. I definitely think, you know, some of that will translate into straps on clothing. We're seeing some stuff coming through that's, you know, strappy dresses. Yeah.
Can we talk about
a way to translate it for here? You know,
I think so. Because I mean, we talk about fashion and style, but you know, it doesn't always take off in every area. It's definitely indicative to kind of what the culture of style is in the area that you live in. So for here in the PNW, you know, the netting might not be something that people necessarily.
It's too cold.
Well,
for all that netting, was it like 52 degrees or something today? I mean, you know.
There's also an interesting trend that I noticed on a recent trip to Target, where it's these big billowy dresses that are midi and long and short. And I tried one on, and you can't try on in the store, so I had to take it home, which is actually in some ways more fun because then it's the whole hideous thing. I was like, oh, look at me. I look like a potato with eyes. It was polka dot. It was bad. So I will say, you know,
That's a tough trend.
It's a tough trend. Don't be hard on yourself and don't look in the mirror and immediately see everything that you don't like about yourself. Look at yourself and really think, how do I look?
And can I
and
wear
it's
that
the clothing that's the issue, not your body. Right. It's that particular trend doesn't suit one, your body type or your personality or whatever it is. It's less about you in that instance and more about the clothing item itself. So you're right. We need to be less severe on ourselves.
We do. And I had fun with it. And I was like, look at me. I look like a potato with lots of eyes. And it made me laugh. And I never walk away thinking bad things about myself. Instead, I learn a lesson and I say, nope, you know, what is it that is not working? Mm-hmm. And I can have a good chuckle about it. And then I go and I find something that suits me. So, you know, negative self-talk is just that. It's negative self-talk. It's going to get you nowhere except to the Oreos.
And it's amazing how you can look at something on the rack and go, oh my gosh, that looks great. And then you put it on, you're like, okay, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So you just go next. And
trial and error.
Trial and error.
Trends. Yeah. That's really what's trending. Yeah. Trial and error.
I would agree with that. Who's going to try what?
Well, I'm clearly going with the street oversized.
Yeah, clearly.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, what?
What?
Bruce apparently is going with the khakis and that whole safari theme.
Mm-hmm. With 22 layers.
With 22 layers. And Pamela, you already said you're looking at the exaggerated shoulders and you're looking for a good floral.
Well, yeah, I already did the shoulder. I might have a go at the oversized shirt, too. We'll see. Ooh. Quite like that idea. Beck, you've inspired me. I'm like, maybe I want one of those.
Thank you. I am inspiring.
You are my inspiration.
All right.
I think for me, it's going to be the Katharine Hepburn look, Stace, like you said, with sleeves and a big wide leg trouser. But for me, more with like a t-shirt on top.
Mm-hmm. So. Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
All right.
Love
we
it.
Have to wrap up, unfortunately. So
that's it, huh?
That's going to be it. We're going to have to talk more about fashion and style next week.
Absolutely.
We will. Remember to check out our Spotify playlist under Wisdom from the Wardrobe and Instagram, Michael Bruce IC.
Facebook. And our website.
MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com.
In case you don't know it, www.michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. And if you're interested in working with us or learning more, go to our PSA and you can actually fill that out and have a free consultation with Bruce. And you can ask some questions live and in person.
Remote. It says on our website.
It's on our website. So thank you for listening.
It's good to be here.
It's always good to be here.
This was fun.
We will chat next week.
All right.
See you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.